The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And so it is. We begin once again. It's The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, listening with you, and I hope intently. Today, I have such celebrated pianists to offer their talents. Michel Berroff, Evgeny Kissin, Richard Good, and others of the first rank of talent and technique. Besides the masters Debussy, Chopin, Brahms, and Mozart, you'll hear Bach, Busoni, Luis Janeo, and the Toccata by the great pianist Robert Casadesu. As John Gay in 1729, oh, what a year it was, he wrote, "Music might tame and civilize wild beasts, but 'tis evident it never yet could tame and civilize musicians." Let's begin The Piano Matters with an exquisite late Brahms piece from Opus 118, the only time in his last 20 pieces that he used the term romance. And the middle section gives me the goosebumps. It's a new recording on CD. The pianist is distinguished, Jorge Federico Osorio. Thank you. well-molded performance. My favorite of this has always been Arthur Rubinstein, and this hasn't changed anything for me. However, this is very fine. Jorge Federico Osorio in the Brahms Romance, Opus 118. In 1891, that incredible creature called Oscar Wilde, in his tract called The Critic and Artist, gives us many thoughts on the arts. Wilde lived only from 1854 to 1900, much shorter than most people think. And listen to what he says. I can fancy a man who had led a perfectly commonplace life, hearing by chance some curious piece of music, and suddenly discovering that his soul, without his being conscious of it, had passed through terrible experiences and known fearful joys or wild romantic loves or great renunciations. Mr. Wilde put it in a nutshell, as this is the great revelation that can hit you over the head when one is ready to live in the arts. And the art of music can especially have this magnificent effect. And if it happens, one learns the territory, the trackless territory of the soul itself. Certainly, Evgeny Kissin has been outstanding in his success from early years, and he's maintained an amazing career. His work ethic is tumultuous, and his natural gift enormous. So here is the Toccata from Bach Busoni's Great Organ Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue, played by the redoubtable Kissin.
Thank you.
Evgeny Kissin, a master of his instrument, in the opening section of the Bach Busoni Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue. Yes, I thought it was a splendid realization. What did you think? And tell us what you think. Write to thepianomatters@gmail.com. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and thanks for being with me as we listen to the instrument of the immortals. Well, it was in 449 BC when the Roman 12 tables were composed. And it says, quote, "If any person has sung or composed against another person a song such as was causing slander or insult to another, he shall be clubbed to death." How's that for high civilization? Robert Casadesu. He was one of the finest pianists of the 20th century, born 1899, and he died in 1972. And when I was in Paris, I was so happy to see a plaque over his house. But the urge to compose never left him. He left symphonies and concertos, and indeed he was prolific. Here is his Toccata, Opus 40, and it's played by a pianist called John Owings. Thank you. Did you guess that that was the Toccata by the great pianist Robert Casadesus? And it was played by John Owings, and I thought it was probably played very well. Casadesus' music is very fine, with some astringent harmonies, clear form, and for me, very refreshing to hear. But so much music, especially of the French school of the 20th century, has already gone the way of the flesh. I'm your host, David Dubal, hoping you are having a peaceful hour. I keep my cell phone closed during the hour, and I keep it closed most of the time. Yesterday, I was thrilled not to look at it at all. Well, when I walk on the streets of Manhattan, no such thing as looking into the eyes of a fellow being. They are all looking down at their treasured cultural artifacts, the cell phone. I pass them and I say loud enough, "Look up," but nobody does. Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat, Opus 55, number 2, is sheer loveliness. I fall in love with it the moment I hear the opening trill. Arthur Rubinstein once said, "When I play, I make love. It is the same thing." I bring it to you by the famous pianist Richard Good. It's a gorgeous work, Opus 55, number 2. Note the left hand and the exquisite coda, all starlight. Here is Richard Good.
Thank you.
Richard Good giving a fine accounting of Chopin's Nocturne Opus 55, number 2. And it's not to be confused with the early and lesser and more famous nocturne in E-flat, Opus 9, number 2. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal listening with you. I hope all of you are doing well. Wagner said, "Music is a woman. She must be loved by the poet and must surrender herself to him in order that the new artwork of the future may be born. The begetter must be the artist." Well, Rich Wagner, a lot of feminists would not like what you say, but that was the current sociology when Wagner wrote these words in 1851. Let's hear a little playing from a 1795 forte piano, and we hear the first movement of the sonata by Clementi, the father of the piano. It's Opus 7, number 1, and the player has a name to reckon with. Let me see. Costantino Mastro Primiano.
Thank you.
The first movement of Clementi's Sonata, Opus 7, No. 1, played on a 1795 forte piano. Did you like it? And the pianist? And he's in the midst of recording them all, or perhaps he has. There's a lot of sonatas, 62 Clementi sonatas. His name, Costantino Mastropremiano. The American composer Ned Roram wrote in 1974, "Music, even bad music, does not inspire ideological behavior. The regular beat of a march may impel man toward battle, but will it impel the man away from battle?" Here's a little piece written by Debussy during World War I. Actually, it's about 4.5 minutes. It's called Berceuse Héroïque, and it's rather unknown, yet I think it's a significant work. Dying from cancer, Claude Debussy was equally ravaged by World War I. Asked to write heroic music for the Belgian king and his army, he said he lacked military spirit. Instead, though, he produced this mysterious piece, which Grant Johannesson calls more nostalgic than heroic. The music does uncannily evoke the sadness of drum taps, echoings of halting, crippled sounding dead marches. Listen to this work played by the important French pianist Michel Béroff.
Thank you.
there is a possibility that the Debussy Berceuse Heroique is new to you. It certainly is little known and one of Debussy's mature works. Wonder why nobody plays it. The performance was excellent. Michel Berof. I'm David Dubal. I hope my program so far has given you a few intriguing passages. I think the playing is on a high standard. Let me know your thoughts. That curious poet-statesman Gabriel D'Annunzio wrote this. A great race is not only that race which creates its God in its own image, but that race which also knows how to create its own hymn for its God. We move to the Argentine and hear the Argentinian-born pianist Miriam Conti, a fine woman indeed, and she teaches in the evening division at Juilliard. I've seen her here, there, and everywhere. Well, she's going to play from an Argentine composer by the name of Luis Geneo, and he's a good composer. He was born in 1897. He lives on till 1968 only. And this is the Sonatina, the third movement, Allegro Vivo. Thank you. Conti, in her usual excellence, just played the last movement of Luis Gineo's Sonatina, 1938. Last movement. I think it's a good show so far, and certainly it will become even finer when the late Sir Clifford Curzon plays for us. And it will be the Larghetto from the Mozart 24th Concerto. A masterpiece, of course. It was recorded at Royal Festival Hall, November 6th, 1979. The conductor, a good one, Bernard Haitink, the London Philharmonic. It was the incomparable Sir Clifford Curzon in the slow movement of the 24th Concerto in C minor by Mozart. Bernard Haitink conducting the London Philharmonic. I like this. It's John Coltrane, that great jazz man. He says this, "I think the main thing a musician would like to do is to give a picture to the listener of the many wonderful things he knows of and senses in the universe." I think we need more thinking like this, don't you think? Perhaps a smile will come to your face as I now play for you that delicious waltz in A-flat by Frédéric Chopin. And it's one of his finest, this Opus 42. It's been called the 2-4 waltz because the first of the four themes possesses two melody notes, that will go for four measures, and the left hand proceeds with the pa, and it's quite a coordinational problem, and it will be solved very well by our pianist Oksana Yablanskaya. Marvelous waltz, Opus 42 in A-flat by Chopin. The pianist, doing well, Oksana Yablanskaya. And I haven't seen her in a while. I know that she listens to the show. I hope she heard her playing. And that's it for today. But listen to the Piano Matters next week, same time, same station, I'll give you my best programming. George Santayana, in his 1905 book, Reason in Art, writes, "A musical education is necessary for musical judgment. What most people relish is hardly music, though. It is rather a drowsy reverie relieved by nervous thrills." And may I say, a music education is to listen carefully to all the ins and outs of the structure. This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.